for production, both at the portfolio committee and the department, and I will present the model. So that is what we are going to do today. And then we will go to item number two and take our position.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, Chair. Good morning, Honorable Member. Good morning, Mr. Fish, colleagues. Chair, I refuse the apology of Honorable Member, who said she should be to start for a checkup. And then I also received the apology of Honorable Colbert. Apology of Honorable Mabasa and the apology of Honorable Lau. And then also received the apology of from the Minister of the Education Minister. And then lastly, Honorable Minister requested to be excused at one of us.
Good morning. Chair, I would like to be excused at 1 o'clock. Portfolio committee also has been speaking at 1 to 2 o'clock. Thank you.
Madam Chair, I also need to be excused at about 12, actually 10 to 12, for appointment at 12 with people from Female Athletes, and I couldn't move the appointment. So if you will excuse me, we'll be appreciated. Thank you.
Okay. And then after the vote of project in the moment of the meeting, do we call for us to adopt the amendment?
Thank you.
some solutions that how we can improve the implementation of our
We have supported the 12th agricultural cooperative, which we will refer to as the Valley KZN Cooperative. When the model was introduced to the department, the department obviously took a liking to it, and as a result, we entered into an MOU with COA, COA Holding, in order to roll out the support for agricultural cooperative using the greenhouse agricultural mechanism. And as honorable members will know, the MOU stipulates our respective responsibilities as parties to the MOU. The Department of Small Business Development was responsible, or is responsible for, among others, the appointment of a designated representative from our end to lead our interaction with this project. And of course, attended to that is the provision of project management capability for the project, and to also ensure that we provide oversight and governance to the implementation of the MOU and the project, and also to provide funding support to the cooperative, and ensure that we facilitate linkages with other government departments to ensure that we mobilize as many people and stakeholders as possible to ensure that we get all the requisite support for the development of the cooperative. And COA, on the other hand, is responsible for procuring private partners for marketing of the produce from the COA, as well as to maintain the systems and procedures for the assessment, approval, and funding instruments to these cooperatives, to maintain the network of competent providers, and importantly, to provide training and mentorship support to the cooperatives. So as we said at the beginning, when we started with the project, it was very clear that this is a pilot in order for us to test the viability and success of the COA model of developing agricultural cooperatives. And we have then taken the decision consciously that, as the chairperson alluded to earlier, that based on the outcome and primarily the success of the pilot of the model, we would then replicate this model of developing a cultural cooperative throughout KZN and to other provinces as well. So we undertook upon ourselves to then help the cooperative with the CIPC registration, and so once that was done, we then made the request for business proposals to be submitted to the department to enable us to then consider those proposals. And that was done. And then we were able to help the COA Holding and the 12 legal cooperatives. Key to this was that COA was going to enable then the 12 cooperatives access market for their produce. So today, the COA was provided funding, so as to purchase some fixed capital, land preparation, startup input, and access to market as set, as was agreed at the inception of this MOU between our. So within the department, we then utilized our CIS Cooperative Incentive Scheme instrument to support the 12 cooperatives based on the application that was provided by COA. And of course, this was also part of the MOU, and it was in our fulfillment of our responsibilities towards the partnership. So as honorable members will recall, these cooperatives are distributed across 5 municipalities in KZN, namely the Tekinimeto, Ugu, Ilembe, Erikwala, and Mukumbuto District Municipalities. And that the core of this model and what this cooperative wanted to achieve from the very outset was to enter into profitable and sustainable agricultural businesses with the aim of creating jobs for themselves as members, as well as changing the economic landscape of their respective communities, which is at the heart of what the department wants to achieve through its cooperative support. So the MOU said we need to put a lot of emphasis on some elements of this agreement, and chief amongst these was the monitoring and evaluation of our intervention and the financial and non-financial support that we had to provide to these cooperatives. And thirdly, we had to establish a project steering committee to ensure that the provisions of the MOU are implemented to the letter. So what did the department do to fulfill its MSE mandate to this end? So today we have undertaken two official post-disbursement visits to the top project after the last payment, which was made on 9 February 2016. The first visit was undertaken from the 16th to the 20th of May this year. The second one from the 3rd to the 7th of October of this year. So as you will imagine, honorable members, the visits were made directly to the cooperatives as they were the direct beneficiaries of our intervention through the financial support that we provided via our cooperative incentive scheme. So our MFE was based on the understanding that the sustainability of the core business model was based on the important assumption or understanding that COA would secure the Ugu fresh produce market prior to the implementation of this project. We must indicate upfront that COA has not confirmed securing the right to this to utilize the Ugu fresh produce market. But in the meantime, the cooperatives have been encouraged to work individually to secure the local market through retailers and the community at large. So as we indicated earlier, we provided financial and non-financial support to these cooperatives, to the 12 cooperatives, through the CIS instrument in this aspect. So once we received the application from the 12 cooperatives, it then followed that due diligence exercise was completed, the project summaries were packaged and presented and approved by the CIS Adjudication Committee of the Department on the 12th of December. After the approval, two claims were submitted. The first claim of 120,000 was taken to COA for the project management responsibility, which includes, among others, installation, fencing of farms, and other related activities. The second claim, which amounted to about 3.9 million, was distributed in installments to the supplier, YM Group, for irrigation systems, fence, and other related interventions on the 3 and 9th of February this year, respectively. So having considered that progress and the provisions of the MOU in terms of what was expected from the department and from COA, basically during the implementation of this project, the department has identified some challenges in the implementation of the project. Perhaps the most important one is that the project or program steering committee was not established due to ineffective management and limited commitment
part of the department.
So upon signing the MOU, well, one of the provisions or clauses of the MOU is that the department and COBO is supposed to put together a program steering committee comprising of 6 people, 3 from each party, to run the implementation of the project. And so this fell between the cracks. So we take full responsibility for that. And it has contributed to one person outright, but it contributed to some of the gaps that we identified along the way by the portfolio committee when it undertook its oversight visit to the 12 cooperatives. And some of the issues were raised sharply during the workshop that was held on the 14th or 15th of September this year. So that's one of the biggest challenges, and we have taken it upon ourselves that this is one element that we need to rectify as a matter of agency so that we can ensure proper implementation of this project. We also have noted that some of the equipment and infrastructure, including input materials such as seedlings and fertilizers, gates and fencing, but either partially or not delivered at all. And we also make bold to say that our inability to inform and identify strategic partners to form part of the implementation team of this project, such as local municipalities, the Department of Agriculture, Department of Basic Education, Department of Water Affairs, that has contributed actively to the implementation of this project, because the element of LED we have since discovered lacked a bit, or not a bit, a lot, and if we had done that differently, it would have seriously ameliorated how this project has been implemented to date and the outcomes that we would have enjoyed if this challenge would have been addressed. And we also say that one of the challenges is inadequate support to address all the constraints and difficulties experienced by the 12 cooperatives, such as the unavailability of tractors for deep bushing. The cooperatives said they were keen to start, but because of the environment at the time, they were unable to. And so this was a huge challenge, because our cooperative intervention to date do not make provision for us to provide this thing. And we also noted that the access road to Indo Zikabai project, the gravel road, and there's a seam next to it which makes it difficult to access the business of the cooperative. So these are some of the challenges we must acknowledge upfront that were also picked up and fetched by the portfolio committee during the oversight visit. So we acknowledge and we say that it is in our best interest to ensure that we link this with bullet number 3, which is the identification of strategic partners at local level, so that we can work together and bring in other partners to help to some of the situations that are on the ground, like the making of the road, as well as times we're losing a lot of water, and we feel that this is something that we should intervene, working with our partners, other departments like the Department of Water Affairs, others, so that they can fix the infrastructure so that proper services are provided to the So, having done all of this work in terms of implementation and identifying some of the challenges, pertinent, what are some of the important lessons that we have learned from the implementation of this project, which would help us to refine our methods moving forward? So, we've learned that our support interventions are essentially inadequate. Everyone consider relooking and reviewing the current offerings that we have. For instance, we highlight that the 350,000 provided was proved insufficient to kickstart a commercially viable project. That the portfolio committee also noted this, but the department couldn't do much because our own instrument indicate that we provide support of a maximum 350,000, and we expect that the cooperatives will use the money to drive the business moving forward. And so we realize now that there are a lot of elements that need to be taken into consideration, like operational costs, the changing of prices, that we need to consider. So that when prices go up or operational costs go up, we should have a way of accommodating those so that we can aid the progress of cooperatives. So we've learned that our interventions are inadequate. So we made a difficult admission that we have failed to ensure proper implementation of the MOU. As a result, we're not able to put together the program steering committee, which would have ensured better implementation of this project. So we've learned that perhaps the project management office to focus on implementation of all the department partnership arguments is something that we need to consider strongly, so that we can have a dedicated team of people whose concern will be how the department is doing in terms of meeting the milestones that we have obligated ourselves to in the partnership agreement that we will or would have entered into. And we've also learned that we need to accept our mandate to coordinate the efforts of all tiers of government and entities, of course, guided by the IGR framework of the Republic, because this would have enabled us to work hand in hand with our partners at local government level to ensure that some of the challenges that we have highlighted and also picked up at the portfolio committee during its oversight visit would have been managed much better, like the provision of water, infrastructure, the debushing of the environment. So if we had closer working relations with our partners at local level and entities, we feel strongly that some of the challenges would have been avoided or managed better. And we've learned that the institutionalization of the MNE function post-disbursement is an important issue that we need to take cognizance of and put structures in place so that we have this. Because at the moment, we only go as far as checking whether what the service provider has been paid for has been provided, and we don't go the extra mile of checking whether the actual project implementation is happening as provided for in the approval letter, or whether the outcome for which the project was funded have been achieved. As we said earlier, key amongst our objectives with supporting cooperatives is to create jobs and to just stimulate economic activity in rural areas and townships. So we've learned that we need to really institutionalize this important function. Linked to this is the institutionalization of pre-formation, formation, pre-investment, and post-investment support for cooperatives or to the cooperative. Now, this lesson was brought to the fore by some of the issues that were raised sharply by the cooperatives during the workshop, and also raised in the portfolio committee's oversight report. And we actually found that the weaknesses in our system are that we do not have all of these important elements in place, and we feel that if these were in place, this project would have been implemented better. But having said that, confidently we say there have been some achievements that have been realized to date. Among them, it is an achievement that the 12 cooperatives have been funded to the tune of 4.2 million. That 12 Ulimo cooperatives have successfully harvested 36,000 cabbages and sold all of them to the market, which resulted in a number of jobs being created and sustained. And that the 12 Ulimo cooperative was successfully launched during August after the successful plowing of the cabbage field. And then it was also an achievement that we were able to get the cooperatives under one roof and bring stakeholders under one roof to really look at the progress made so far and what could be done to improve the implementation of the project. So we've identified the challenges, learned some lessons, we know some of the achievements to date, and we say, but maybe we need to consider the following as some of our solutions to the problems that we have identified internally, also identified by the portfolio committee. The top one is that the department commits to establish a project steering committee with multiple stakeholders, is to comprise of entities, local government departments, or municipalities, all the relevant stakeholders that would assist us to implement this project better. So the steering committee will then be prioritized and established. And this will then drive the implementation of this MOU. This project management team of the department will then drive the work of this project steering committee. And we are hopeful that once the steering committee is in place, some of the issues that are identified by the PC during its oversight visit, by the cooperative, will be addressed timely once the steering committee is in place. And our second proposed solution is that local municipalities will be mobilized to form part of the implementation of the project to ensure success. As we said, in the challenges and lessons learned, there are some issues there that we feel, and we had better working relations with our local counterparts, some of the issues would not have been recently and previously by our local partners. So I want to bring them on board now, tell them about what has happened in the project, what is working and what is not working, and how can we work together, fostering the spirit of IGR to ameliorate the implementation of this project. Now, importantly, the honorable members will know that this project sometimes requires a lot of money, which the department does not have, and we are very bold to say that we need to mobilize so that we can close the gap identified and raised by the cooperatives through internal and external sources of funding, like the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform, and some money that we can tap into, and our entities, and approach them and see how best they can come to the fore and provide the requisite funding to assist Department of Rural Development and Land Sector for farmers. So we really need to intensify our relations with them so that they can assist us. As we had last week, we have an MOU with them, so these are some of the issues that we could raise in the fulfillment of the obligation of our partnership agreement. And second last proposed solution is us supporting the project a pilot status and set aside financial and non-financial resources that would ensure the successful implementation of the project. Now, one of our biggest mistakes with this project was that we did not afford this pilot status which it deserved, which would have enabled us to then treat it as such by setting aside financial and non-financial resources, as we did with another program. For instance, the steering committee for that to participate very active working with our partners. So we will do the same with this project and of course try to identify within the department some financial resources that we could shift if possible, the approval of the Director General and the Minister, that we could shift so that we can dedicate some reasonable funds to support this project. So this steering committee that will lead these efforts for us to afford this project with pilot data. And our last proposed solution, as we referred to under the lesson learned, is that we need to review our funding model for cooperatives to ensure success and sustainability of cooperatives. Because we see now that the 350,000 is clearly insufficient to handle or to assist cooperatives, especially those who have commercially viable projects from the beginning up to the end. We have realized that this one-size-fits-all approach really doesn't work, and we really need to find a way of revising our interventions so that they can give us the leeway to consider maybe each project on its merit, so that we do not apply a target approach to assisting such an important sector of our economy. With that, I thank you for your attention, Honourable Members. Thank you.
Thank you very much,
Madam
Minister. Thank you, Chairperson. I thought it might also be important for me to indicate the fact that there is a report that fits with me as the minister, which is partly based on issues that were raised by one of the cooperatives who was not satisfied with certain things in terms of the implementation of this program. So the department did submit to a and code on the and one of the reasons why I have not yet signed it off was simply because there were many questions that I as a minister also were asking in terms of how the department has how the department has been working together with the local structure, the provincial structure, and the service provider itself, as well as the cooperatives. So I don't want members at any point to think that that issue which was raised is not being dealt with. Part of what you see here as a report that also looks at the interventions that we need to do arising from that report that was brought to myself, where I had to ask some of the questions that are coming out here and finding a way of how we can have a properly coordinated approach, but also changing some of the ways we are doing things in supporting our companies. And also because this is a pilot project, we really want to make sure that all the loopholes that we see here, firstly, what has been of concern to other companies, it must not be understood that we are not going to deal with. We will deal with it because if there are issues that are related to a service provider who is found to have not done certain things correctly, and nothing stops us from taking that and taking action around that. However, my view is that you cannot kill a pilot project on the basis of some mistakes that we have seen and then you decide you want to just wrap everything and throw it aside. Because it is a pilot project, it's important to follow as the proposals are here, to follow it and correct what has been a mistake. But as also a minister, I participated in some of the workshops. I visited a place that was now the huge, I call it a huge garden, because my grandmother's garden was very small, but I found this to be a huge garden. I visited it and I saw the potential. And I also looked at this vis-a-vis other projects that I had seen, which had been supported but not at the same level as this one. More than anything else, it was also the interest that arose out of the MEC for economic development, the local structures, because for the habit policy, I was supposed to participate, but unfortunately, I was held here because of the vote of no confidence, so I couldn't go to the habit. But the MEC of economic development called me, because what we do, we try to do the best we can to have this coordinated approach. We don't land in a place without talking to. He was also supposed to go to the habit, and so he also couldn't go because the date he was traveling to Mexico, something of the sort, on that day. So I would like members to know that I do have a full report on the challenges, some of the challenges that have been raised here, including the letter that was sent by one of the cooperatives and the action that was then taken by the department thereafter. I must also say that at the time that I received the submission, it was long before the harvest. So I found myself in a state to go to the harvest when I now have such a report in front of me. How will it reflect? Many people are going to think that I'm supporting this despite the fact that there were challenges. Quite frankly, I was going to go there to the harvest because a harvest for me meant something good is happening, but there are problems that need to be addressed. And I thought that would have been also a moment to have a meeting during that harvest to then deal with some of the things, the problems that have been identified. I thought, Chair, let me just add that so that the holistic approach to the questions and responses thereafter. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And now open the opportunity for members to ask questions and Honorable Chan and Honorable Chan.
today. Chair, I just want to understand the business model here and the end result. Bullet point number two, successfully harvest 36,000 cabbages. Is this pillar cooperative or is it all, is that the sum of all 12 cooperatives? That's my first question. My second question about the business model, what is happening now after this harvest? Because the money is spent and the cabbages is sold. How much money is left in the bank for this cooperatives to start the new season, either sowing cabbages or whatever they're going to put in the ground as the fresh produce to sell to the market? Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Chair, Consistent of the Minister of the Department and the Malawi Union. My first question, I will have four questions. My first question is on page 8, that covers one second of the book of fresh produce. Maybe you can provide the reasons or the difficulties they are facing to secure that place. Because I remember the time when we visited the place, it was a car hire or something that was used for selling cars. And number two, on we spoke about the company that was given about $3 million to provide fencing and other stuff to the cooperatives. I just want to know whether you will receive the progress report or your fish hand. The Wayhand Group PTY LTD, have you received the progress report from them as to how many cooperatives have been provided with this infrastructure? How many are fed? How many with irrigation systems? Progress reports from them. And also, we spoke about the ineffective management and limited commitment to implement the MOU on the part of the department. I just want to know why that's happening. The last one would be on page 13, 12 Udimo cooperatives have made the program in have managed to harvest. And I just want to know that we have a report as to how much did they made in profit after selling those 36,000 cabbages. And also, who provided access to market for them? And which market is that? Or maybe they were selling in the streets and everything was bought, or maybe in a specific place where they supplied their harvest. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. I've been seeing USA when they organized co-introduced as the equipment not necessarily broadly saying as a holder, but as a part of culture. I know for a fact that this department is having an extension of its ideas for us. And those people, they always look for where to assist and where to help, because they have been trained to work with communities and projects. Whenever there's something to do, they always run there, because after all, it makes them to have work to do and report that they've been done in their wards. That's a project that I work with the department. And also, with the department, there's also that expertise that you always find there. Because in that department, there is no skill that you won't find. In that department, you find the doctor, you find the economist, you find everything in that department. You find engineers. So I think there's a lot of human resource skills that can be sought from that department without having to pay for it, because they are there, they are from the department. That is something that could benefit when you work with other departments like that. It's a lot of about the culture. Now, this one of ineffective management and limited security systems, owner Morales mentioned, says that he's asking why, but I'm not interested in why. I'm interested in how it is being resolved. But I was suspecting maybe that you say to me that it is addressed by that. But when you say you talk about the establishment of the steering committee, maybe I don't know. But it has the case, it should be good. But we should know that it is being addressed, not just remain that the department is having the leadership, the committee as a which can stop immediately. Now there is this part of funds again, which I just mentioned. This model, I'm not sure of the detail. Maybe because I've seen several projects from the Department of Social Development, a lot of them being established and dying, but when you count, they've performed a lot. But if you count that only a few or nine remain existing, you find that depends in certain ways. But now, if this depends on the model, that's why I'm interested now in how are the projects being sustained. My question on this is based on my experience that I have seen projects being established and dying, where people are given, here's 2 million, you have your own implemental project, therefore we have given you 2 million. And that's a lot of money. And they are told that after you have been plowing, you have been producing and selling, and you will be rich. Almost all of them will start that with that 2 million. Maybe half of the million might go to the service provider. The other half might go to feed another thing. There comes flood, there comes drought. After 12 months or 18 months, those people have had 20,000 rand. Maybe then they are 20. Over a year of 12 or 15 months, they have already less than that. And then you will say, those people have cleaned up to help. You will give them 2 million. But why I'm asking now is because I had an experience of having established a project sustainably in the way that from the very onset, the budget was including that part of employment, that part of the salary, which is an incentive that is going to hold those people who are working there. Because as long as you say they will get their profit after 12 months or after harvesting, and many of them go away, it's not sustainable. Many of them will leave it like that, and you remain with a few, and it does not work. But when they know that as we were working here, certain amount is provided aside for the identity, whether you say veterans or whatever, but there is something they get, which means it goes straight to their pocket, even before they have a budget. You can't do that if you're not producing the budget. So I'm trying to see here, or influence a model that makes it to hold them together, that is cooperative. It
how is it guaranteed that once that money gets into their accounts, it could hold work further for them? I know that in many cases the money is always ready for consumption. I'll tell you an example. In one case, we had a situation where we survived because we said on their bank account, one official was a signatory, compulsory signatory. So there was no way they could take their money without the official knowing that his money was sent to this. And that day you find that there is no way that they can come together and they have everything, they don't have share, and then all the money is gone, and that person is very hard to establish his own opinion. So that's another one. Talk of the number of jobs, where we said, we said a number of jobs have been created. That term, leave it for the minister, that is number of jobs. Yours is so many jobs you hold that is. When I see number of jobs, we will say 5,000 jobs, then the minister will say a number of jobs, for that's a point of care. We're not talking about it. Now in this part of this project is having to me the potential of supporting a lot of development of the cooperative. But now, did you consider, maybe the minister will be interested, but do you consider having now a sector cooperative? And maybe looking for maybe buying sectors or always hiring sectors. But now if there's some group of people, because you'll find that there are people who are committed who can have that sector cooperative, having their sector and their immense business. Because if you go to the many of the commercial farmers, most of them do not now own their equipment because they are other commercial. He just hires them as a people who are ready with the equipment, etc. Not necessarily for them to buy it, etc. I think maybe you consider that part of the sector cooperative, which can also assist. And I'm not sure, another thing I'm trying to say for is the duration of the maybe somewhere. By this time, certain tasks will have been finished and they will have achieved. Now, on your
my question is, if it was securing the Google Flash market prior to the implementation of the project, why is the project, why was the project implemented before it happened? Because now individual cooperatives have been told to work on their own, and some do not have capacity to do that. Was it not conditional that Google Flash market should be secure first? And if yes, why did the project go ahead before? So, look, I do have a number of questions which I'd like to go through page by page.
transaction advisor. Once the transaction advisor voices the verification of that, that's on page 4. Just in terms of the numbers on page 10, if you add up the sums paid, it comes to 4.365 million, which is the 350,000 rand times 12 plus a bit, and I'm not quite sure how that works out. And in an answer to a question that I put to the minister, it seems that most of the money was actually paid to Wayne's group for the supply of materials. Did Wayne's group supply them? You said that they didn't. But were they contracted not just to supply them, but to install them? Or was that Cohen's job? Who was responsible for actually not just delivering the materials, but making sure that they were properly installed? And did Wayans and Coa come as a sort of package? Well, what is the relationship between Wayans and Coa? How was Wayans itself appointed as the supplier of the project? Because the last money is actually not to them, not to Coa. And Coa is only earning 12,000 rand, 14,000 rand per co-op. That's its fee, according to the answer that I got to my question. 14,000 rand. So Coa is actually only earning approximately 175,000 rand out of this project. Now, is that even close to being adequate for project management over a 12-month period of a project of this magnitude? I can't possibly see how it is. And again, I know for a fact that Coa has been bending over backwards to try and make this work, with very, very limited resources. I was contacted by one of the co-ops. The name of the main was me for the moment, but it was clear that there was a lot of unhappiness with the way this project was managed, and quite a lot of the angst was directed to Coa, but I don't think the committee is yet satisfied that the blame should all be pointing at Coa. I think the department has also admitted that it hasn't come to the party. And I just find this surprising in view of the fact that the committee has visited KZN now 3 times. And I would have thought that with the intense scrutiny of the committee, the department would have made more of an effort to get this project right, and would have made sure that the necessary resources were put to it to achieve success. I think, again, page 13, the first achievement is indicative of the attitude that is problematic within the department. But it suggests that the spending of this amount per se is an achievement. Spending money is an achievement, it's what happens when they decide that it's an achievement or not. You can't say that the fact that you spend the money is an achievement. I mean, it's like anybody can spend the money. So what happens in the law is the 12 are leading cooperatives. Remember, it's only one of the 12 cooperatives that's been funded. So effectively, you're saying 1/12 of this project has succeeded. One of the 12 cooperatives has managed to harvest its produce. What about the other 11? Why don't we hear about them? Give us some stats, give us some examples, take us through the cooperatives one by one. This is this cooperative, there is another map. These are the people that consist of. These are the number of people working in the cooperative. This is where it is in terms of the stage. Has it planted the fence of the seeds? Has it erected the greenhouse? Has it quickly fenced it up? None of that information is available, which I find to be incredible, actually. Is this supposed to be a feedback on the program? Well, give us the feedback, detail. And then I come back to the question of which I think again is fundamental to vital purposes. And the trust is there for them. And is the fact that the co-ops are essentially landless, in terms of the land tenure, does that not pose a risk for this whole thing? And ultimately, this project is only happening because of the cooperation of the chief. What happens if suddenly he decides, no, Isaac, it's not for me, it doesn't work for me? What are the rights that these properties have in themselves to own these projects going forward? And does the department have a view as to whether the tenure relationships between the co-ops and the land itself could influence the ultimate success or failure of these projects?
Thanks, Chair. Allow me to say, let me thank the presentation from the department. When I'm looking at the presentation, one say, why, Chair, I'm saying that when you look at the challenges that the department has identified, especially in those 24 colleges, they identify the challenges that are facing the cooperatives, and they come up with a lesson learned from those cooperatives, which is telling me that in future they will make sure that those challenges are overcome. On the lesson learned, I'm happy that the department says they're going to relook and review the current offering instead of the 250,000. I'm happy that it has been mentioned, and it shows that the department is on the right track. But Chair, allow me to look at page 4, where the department says they will
they spoke of
providing project management. I thought perhaps Zoe will say on the proposed solution, we will take that providing project management on that, because I think those are the proposed solutions that you have mentioned. You correct me if I'm wrong. Chair, let me just stop there, but let me just appreciate what the department has presented to us. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Let us wait for tips and be back here.
Oh, you need to have a good one. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. by yourself.
When I get some red people behind the white car, and stop.
By yourself, so take it from them, they don't come in here.
The reflection of the white car.
They don't join the middle.
So I mean, I'm just trying to know, so I can just have the same.
I'm going to give you the best, yeah. Yeah, or let me have your number.
Thank you very much, and it's that. Thank you. was going to be identified as Chinese before those Chinese were identified. That is how the participatory development research works. You allow the situation to happen as it has been happening all the time. Then you closely monitor it to identify the gap. You update the gap, and then you develop programs that are speaking to the gap. But if you are using a research that is not participatory, you would then sit and look at what has been happening using all the documents, and then from a perceived solution, you develop a solution. That's why I've been always coming up with this terminology of first need, because you develop your system based on what you have already seen as a contrast. Contrasting elements from what you are providing and what is needed on the ground. And you would not be able to come up with those things without allowing the system to continue as it was happening in the past. And cooperatives are then owned by adults. And adults learn through doing things. You can't come up with a theoretical solution for adults. You let adults go through the experience, feel the pain, come up with their own assessment of their own situation, present it to you, you respond to that. Then I come and come to judge. So that is what I'm saying. So I'm saying that the questions directed to the department should be more about questions about the lessons that we have learned. Because the department just provided the services as they were provided in the past. And then we used the church cooperative as a case study to identify what is defective. We are not doing right, which we need to be doing. Which is why our studies, our oversight, have gotten element of the workshop. We conducted the session over time, and then the last day we sit with all the cooperatives, the 12, and we bring in all the stakeholders, we bring in the chief, we bring in the UNA, we bring in the municipality, we bring in the Department of Economic Development, Education, and all the volunteers, we immediately invited the Department of Agriculture, because it is a participatory development approach. I just wanted to ask you to have that understanding, and then I would allow the department to respond. But before I do that, I really appreciate the fact that the department is acknowledging one, what are the challenges, two, what are the lessons, three, what we are prepared to do as a department to address the challenges and the lessons that we have learned. I think the spirit of the project should go that direction. And if there are any additions also from members that you would have built on what the department is saying, we would welcome that. But I think that those additions should then come after the AOC would have presented the model. Because some of the challenges that relate to what is happening on the ground are found in the ones that we want to present here proposed by the ministry. And can the department then respond?
Thank you very much. There are a number of comments that were made.
thousand rands. And then the profit, which will then remind us from this in terms of the cost, then we'll be able to get the net profit after tax. Then something that we're going to be able to get those facts at a later date as we're going to be dealing with that project in the later Protestant community. So all those facts will become available at the actual province. At the moment, what we know is the cross enhancement was derived from selling of those houses. And in terms of the other question that was asked was that how much money the government made. I think that is that has been done. And there was a question that was asked for the fresh produce. Why CORA has not secured that Ugu fresh produce, which was the plan at the stage. Various attempts were made to assist CORA to secure that fresh produce market. We had engaged Marsmart to look at them as whether one of the principal occupier of the fresh produce to be able to utilize it. And then they looked at it and then it's something that they looked at it and then they said at the moment it's not something that they could commit into. So that's one of the reasons. The other reasons were that we also then went out and tried to secure funds for or through FIFA. Then look at how SIFA could then be able to assist CORA to be able to secure the fresh produce market. Mm-hmm. And then it's something that is still being worked out, and then and that is why, therefore, at this juncture, the fresh produce market of the Ugu has not been secured. So it is the work that has been done. They developed a business plan, and then there were some bit of not complete agreement with SIFA on how that particular project. So it's something that is still being worked out. But one of the key fundamentals of this project was to secure that all fresh produce as a platform to allow the support of all the cooperatives that will be developed in KZN, including the 12 projects and the pilots, to use that market as a market platform to be able to sell their produce. So it is very critical that we secure the
I was putting my hand up because I was thinking it would also make sense if when answering the question you would cluster them logically so you don't jump all over the show, because some of the questions if we deal for instance with why we did not get, why they did not get the access to the market in Ugu fresh produce, then you take all the other questions that fall in there, otherwise you're going to end up going everywhere. Just try and cluster them nicely so there's a logical flow in your response, and then also enable the members to be able to follow properly.
I think this also question also relates with the fact that the cooperatives are then were left on their own to be able to sell their produce. I think this is a related to those two ones, because one of the exclusive approach of this project was really to secure that market and also to work with all the produce markets, even in case then the one that is the Natal produce market, as a platform to provide access to markets to cooperatives. And then also look at also government as a market where some of the cooperatives could also sell in some of the programs that are driven by the government, like the Department of Basic Education, where they could supply school vegetables to the school nutritional program. So that's the total approach that was adopted to ensure that access to market is driven as the key to ensure success of the project and the pilot, and then also and expand it to all other cooperatives. And the number of jobs that
that you created.
Can I come to the top of the given
computer?
In the third chapter, God told me to first put the question. Who could first put the question of the initiative of the people to the person in the time? And the aim was to create a platform for suppliers throughout the region of to help their own market, which led fresh produce, which is taken in the banana ripening so that they can then supply other markets and vacation supply. It was not only for our department. That's why we brought in the whole national today to see what that facility looks like. What fell short of was who was responsible for developing agricultural cooperatives that was enabled to feed the cocoa fresh produce market. That's why the crack was. So, Ubu power was to be known about food and fresh produce market. They were shown that they exist here. And then at that time, when power came across this facility, that is a strategic facility, Ubu had run short of maintaining, sustaining that facility, and then opted to leave it out. Maintaining it without enough or something that would push shape and produce it was costing over 1.3 million. So, Ubu opted to lift it out and to lift it out. After the disadvantage of the committee and the thinking of here we can then build in the supply to feed Ubu fresh produce market. Ubu again is the municipality going to implement that day. Here we are finding a partner in the Department of Human Resources that is interested in building cooperative that are then going to start land. And then the thinking is also to use the it's not us who could access to run the market. Can provide this as a shared facility by the cooperative, meaning that cooperative has to establish a certain alcohol and be the owner of the facility, assisted by COA to manage and mentor. Why the process is Ubu has issued, assisted by companies like COA, if Ubu issues a tender to attract people that would want to mentor a secondary cooperative. That would come as a result of this department developing primary cooperatives. In partnership with the local municipality, the Department of Agriculture and Monana in their role. Again, when they issued the first tender, nobody was interested. COA tried, but COA did not have the funding because COA was only going to get there if the cooperative had a secondary COA. And the cooperatives were not having a secondary COA and they were not getting any funding. So why would COA secure a facility that COA doesn't need? Because COA can only come in there as a mentor to the secondary COA. Because COA doesn't want to go first for this market. And that's what it is clear. So the question then, another question that comes with this question of the access to the market, was the question, who then secured the market for these 30,000 packages? Answer that question.
ensure that the cooperative secure the sale that they successfully made in the cooperative.
I also want to clarify that power negotiated the only cooperative that has managed to harvest and comply is Ulim, not all the 12. So the 36,000 heads of cabbage come from Ulim and the 1 hectare farm. And it took 14 weeks for that cooperative to arrive at that stage. Okay? And who then bought this product?
Following the thorough discussion at the department level,
proper steering committee, we could have been in a position to better coordinate and work together with key stakeholders. I think in part of our reports we mentioned that your LEDs will be key in our digital model, and that's what I'm going to do. Us having this steering committee of projects for office leaders have assisted us greatly. And then secondly, with regards to counting in other key stakeholders like the Department of Agriculture, I think with the model that was going to be presented later, we are going to adopt we need to have a project office, a permanent project office that is going to assist in implementing all the transversal agreements that we enter into and other related agreements, especially where the MOUs are signed, and to bring that on board with regards to this specific project. The Department of Agriculture as well would be a very key stakeholder that will assist us as well to solicit and get more valid support, which will complement the current support that we are offering. And then with regards to the project being sustainable, the project office will do the tracking and the monitoring, and we know that this has been a gap within the department, because we started, I think, from scratch with the unit that is focusing on developing the relevant framework that we will utilize to do monitoring and evaluation, but it is very key in ensuring that as we support any enterprises, including corporations, we put in a tracker or a monitoring system that is able to track the progress of those projects that we have supported them. There's another specific question that's related to they were regarded as pilot project or awarded a pilot status about the from the Reverend Mission. I think it helps me realize that part of the lessons learned that yes, we were terming this project a pilot project, but technically internally we didn't do the proper project charter and all of this, so that the whole department would embrace and view this project as a pilot project. In our writings, we find that this is pilot, but what we're collecting is to properly show what the project committee is there to put it as a full a pilot project, and we use that as such in doing one hour reporting, because even on our reporting, we don't even have a specific, we haven't put it as a specific item, that's something that we will continuously report on as a project that the department is with. And with regards to the amount that was dispersed directly to the service provider, the disbursement wasn't, the disbursement was made to the service provider as it was identified to provide those identified equipment and support, and hence the disbursement did not go directly to the cooperative funds, but made directly to the supplier and send the approval letter individual cooperative. And hence when we go to the first question, that the were gaps that were identified and the report will assist us further to work on this part. And one hour on the
can I put aside the question for you? The question is the total amount given for each cost is
350,000.
How much of that 350,000 goes to all? For what services, and how much of that 350,000 goes to 300,000?
15,000. And 15,000 was paid to Power for providing project management and all the services. And then the remainder, the balance of around 335,000 went to widen towards sibling, expensive, the tools, containers, etc. So all other equipment, all of those were to the widen group. That was the split of the payments that were made. And they were dispersed that.
So, all the 15,000 for each
co-op correct, yes.
To do what?
The services paid for were to do the project management, the training, and training advice and the consultation that undertook before that we undertook while this application process was being undertaken. That's the total amount that was paid to court. That's a project management. Let me just take out the actual label here. I'm just opening quickly to give you the precise detail of what was paid for.
Thank you.
this tonnage payment that was made to us. So it was fully management fees and including other costs, then which we can get a breakdown of that information. And the balance then was towards the sickling, etc. And maybe to check on the arithmetic and the calculation, we'll just double check. But the total amount payable probably amounts to just around 4.2 million. And these amounts are best inclusive. There won't be any best cost so for that we can do a verification and just check out on our numbers. They should total almost 4.2 million. And can we proceed to other questions?
About a pilot project being afforded the pilot project data.
matters so that we can afford that status. We can give it the attention it deserves so that we can address most of the challenges. So then to the point by Honourable that where the ineffectiveness came to play. So now we hope that with the constitution of the steering committee, we will manage the MOU better. So then we will be able to check on the outcomes of the expected outcomes. So what is the duration of the contract? The duration of the contract is 3 years. And what are the expected outcomes? The expected outcomes are that having supported the project through the means that we are supposed to financial and non-financial, want to accentuate the point of non-financial through the various partnerships that we will enter into with the other, with the municipalities, so that we can help them, the 12 cooperatives, with the services that they need. We hope that once all that is said and done, they will be able to produce the fresh produce that they are supported to produce, that they have access to the market, and perhaps most importantly, at the end of this contract, of the partnership agreement with COA, that they are sustainable over time. Because that's essentially what we are trying to do. We don't want to help them or incubate them over the next 20 years, because we need to clear the pipeline, we help the top, they grow, they develop, they are sustainable, they are competitive, and we as we said, to your point, Honorable Papa, then if we feel that through the MNE processes that the model is sustainable, it's viable, then we'll replicate it in KZN. And you made the point quite clearly that why does it look like they are confining this to KZN? We will venture to say that we will not confine it to KZN, but KZN is indeed a pilot. And once we are satisfied with that, obviously we would like to start in KZN and then go to my home province in the Eastern Cape, maybe in Canada, in the Ovo, so that we can continue the spirit of growing cooperatives. Importantly for us that these stimulate, our interventions stimulate rural economic activity. And that's exactly what we are trying to do. So with the COA model, we have seen now the challenges and we've learned a few lessons along the way. And we hope that as we replicate in other provinces, many of these challenges would have been addressed and we bring on board a more refined model to other provinces so that we don't come over here with the same problems moving forward. Of those needs and
all certified that indeed what the fires were being gained by COA and the requirements, we will then entertain those as a according to the needs of each company. But our obligation.
One thing that I know that the COA has proved is the absence of working in the car for this quarter. And we have not responded to that. As a result, five other operators that have come so what is then the meaning of this 3-year contract? And what is the meaning of having a contract with COA and COA being invested? For each cooperative, we need to work in every time and we need to be joined in harmony to teach these people to work. And in your report, you slightly touch on COA incubating them, but COA is not an incubator, as we say. So what is holding that?
Thank you, Shepard. I think we need to make the point that was made previously that our challenge right now is our current interventions are not configured to deal comprehensively with the issues raised by the cooperatives. That we admit. And we have said clearly we then need to have a rethink of how we support cooperatives. And of course, we have taken cognizance of the assortment of issues that have been raised in this forum about how we go about supporting cooperatives. So we then proposed this integrated strategic approach aimed at developing cooperatives. And it has four pillars, which we hope then will find meaning, will be infused in the partnership agreement that we have, for instance, with our development partners. For instance, we say one of the pillars is to increase financial support to cover all value chain of cooperatives. We say we also want to increase non-financial support. We also want to create, very importantly, demand for cooperative products and services, and want to improve their competitiveness and sustainability. So these are high-level strategic pillars, which we then need to develop specific modalities of how we will give meaning to each of these in very practical terms. Today, when we talk about this financial support, what does it mean? Does it mean 350,000, or does it mean mobilizing other financial resources from our respective development partners? So we need to refine all of these ideas, isn't it? And with the lessons learned from the 12 cooperatives, we hope then we'll be able to address some of these issues. And I want to accentuate the point that maybe there are arguments that it could be that 350,000 is not the main problem here. The main problem is the development model that we have adopted as a country or as a government. So maybe if we open opportunities elsewhere with our respective partners, a lot of financial and non-financial resources will come on board and might nullify some of the financial needs pressing that cause some cooperatives to fail over time. So this comprehensive approach is important for us. small sister's grin with its eye holes on. And currently, officers literally walked into it with their hands tied behind their back. Literally walking the plank. You know, they're dived into the sea. You know, with no lifeboat, no nothing. This project is going to crash and burn. Unless the department takes a strategic view on starting again. I think it's plainly obvious that the department hasn't the faintest idea of what's going on. It's actually part of my mind.
I have a totally different view. The view that I have is that the department had a contract with COA. It's a new thing. They have this cooperation. But in terms of the system, we have this existing system as a department. And then we are providing the services in accordance to the existing system. And then along the way, we are using the very same cooperative as a mirror to show us what are the shortcomings that we need to be, what are the gaps that we need to be improving on. And I think that the department has been very honest, upfront, to say, in the process then, we identified that there are gaps. And we are presenting those gaps as learning experience. What have we learned from the staff? And in the process, we are prepared to adapt. And in adapting, we are then saying, we have these four pillars that the activities and the health presented to us. And we are also prepared to respond to the challenges that have been identified. Because remember, the department is new, but it inherited problems that were developed by another department. Forget that it is the same official. But it's a new department with a totally new, broader mandate. Then, in the process, we are then adapting, we are taking these 12 cooperatives because we can't look in the whole country. We are just focusing on these 12 to adapt our system to speak to the people. I don't think that the department should be punished for that. I think that the department would have been punished if it was saying, these are the programs that we provide, period. And the department is not saying that. It is saying these are the services that we have been providing. This is the model that is being piloted. Our systems are not speaking to the model and it does mean, and we have learned lessons out of that. And we want to come out of that so that we can make this a success. So that's why I say, Honorable Chairman, I differ with you in what you are saying.
I sort of share your views up to a point. The trouble is that the hopes and dreams of those 12 offices are vested in this project. And those hopes and dreams are being dashed against the wall, as I see it. And that's the problem with it. And, you know, I don't think it's fair that these offices to be guinea pigs in a project to test the systems of the department. That's just not the way it should be done. You know, why do you need 12 co-ops to test the systems of the department? Why not just one that is engaged from start to finish on a detailed basis? You don't need 12 co-ops.
Can I explain why?
Okay, but just let me finish the point.
Can I explain why 12? Because you want to make comparison of why the other is working and why the other one is not working.
I hope that the cooperatives themselves are fully aware of the risk.
you know, they were funded according to the precepts of the CIS, the university, but this was not seen as a pilot project. A pilot project was sort of conceived after the fact. So I'm a bit unsure as to whether the co-ops really knew what they were getting into when they signed up for this structure.
The cooperative applies in a normal way. It's this portfolio committee that has set up a job into the cooperative and use it as a case study. Yes, they are guilty, but they are a good experiential learning because they are located in different areas that have got different challenges. If I can just mention, what are the differences? One of the comparatives is across the river that does not need a bridge. And that is a challenge. One of the comparatives is in an arid area where there is no Ingonyama trap land. They have to go and leave the piece of land in a farm, old farm, land claim beneficiary. That is the different feature. One of the cooperatives is, two of the cooperatives, one is owned by the church. That is the one that is not successful. Because they have a backup of a church that has bought its own money. So, in testing a model, you will select areas where there are different challenges, which will then enable you in modifying your model to address all those challenges, because if you are just using one, you will then respond to the challenges of just one cooperative. And when you are replicating, you are replicating in a number of areas. So that is the purpose of selecting a variety. I have never seen any pilot where just one, even when the vaccine that is being tested, HIV vaccine, is not tested on one person. It is tested on a number of people with different blood types from different households and different poverty levels. That is what my training taught me of community development, that when you are piloting, you look at different areas, and I just explained the participatory development approach to say you allow the system to unfold as it was, so that you then identify what were the shortcomings, which are the things that you need to correct. So this department was not going to change and provide systems from a perceived need perspective. They had to go there in the same way that they have been doing things, so that they would then bump into mistakes and challenges and then appreciate those challenges because it's a practical experience. They are saying, we did not establish the steering committee and we now understand what we have achieved by establishing the steering committee. Honorable Paul.
Thank you, Chair. I'm going to ask my official to share my experience. See, when I left for exile, when my father suspected that, he said to me, when I was a fellow woman, and when he said that, I did not believe that he said I must go to the woman. I took it that my father was saying that I'll die where I don't know. And then I took it that it doesn't mean that I must go and die where I don't know. I took it that he doesn't want me to go and die where I don't know. And I always maintain that. So maybe this part that he said transfer could crash. You must vow that you don't crash. You are only not to crash. Commit yourself that it is not going. He still fights that he could crash, but you can take that because you are warned to crash. He's not instructing you that he must crash. Now, I think what we should, and what we must see up here is that we must know what is it that you are fighting.
Corinthians, I know it for a fact that Paul is not our pilot. What offer is this, those cooperatives? And now, further than that, we both said and attend that, for instance, if by now we have started this project and we're not, we still get the signs, if by now we see that 350 is not going to work, is not enough, we should say now, because that's why we're piloting. It should tell us and it should assist us. You say the 350,000 for a project is not working. Therefore, we should, something else should be done. If there's need of change, that what amount can be sustainable, those are the things that it brings to us. So that as this committee, we should say that money is not enough. If we say cooperative, we want cooperative, it must be something else. It must be increased. But it's a reality that because we're piloting, we're seeing things that cannot happen and things that are not going to be successful. And again, on the 3 years, contract. Maybe we should refine that contract and say in these 3 years, in the first year, COA is about ABCD, and then on the second year, it's what they, on the third year, maybe, by the third year, want them to be doing it throughout KZN or even outside KZN. So that we refine this contract. And then, so that they should not be expecting to continue with the current project for 3 years. So I think one of the things that we should try and understand, especially like what is it that we are piloting, and therefore when the sign saw that it's going to succeed, what do we do? When they saw the sign that it has been operating, what do we change? That's why the progress report is supposed to assist us to discover the shortcomings and the successes, because if we don't do anything about them, not worth having this report and discuss about that. I just wanted to bring that before we see what we are discussing.
I didn't know the contract agreement is like one of the contracts are important. The first point that is missing, why is it that we have high quality? And I want to add. What industry are charged to do? From the ANC perspective, it is to build a new provider. Deal with the issue of inequality. And give the level of development. That is what is being carried out. How do you make rural areas work, have employment, and reduce poverty? Kids in the country. That is how to do it. But what is being piloted is how you use cooperatives to reduce poverty, to create employment, and reduce inequality. Where is poverty found? And where is the kind of unemployment? It is in the urban area. So that is what is being piloted. Now, what will then take us to a better understanding of what is the best way of piloting? We also have to understand the phases now of the model that we are implementing. And I am then saying, let us unpack the model that is going to be presented by the ANC that is in this meeting. And also agree that at some stage, again, we will allow the ANC to conduct a workshop of both the Portfolio Committee and the Department, which will enable all of us to understand the phases of the implementation. Because we may think that 3 years is a too long, a period,
or too short a period, but we can't arrive at that decision before we understand the phases, the implementation process and the phases of the model until you get to a situation where you have community-owned enterprises, you have community-owned skills development center, and you have community-owned how long does it take us to arrive at that level? So, let us not want to now question as to whether 3 years is enough, because we don't know the role of power of an organization like ours in the first, the second and third phase, and which other players are actually required when you arrive at that, including how then they act. Prescribe some of the structures that are required, like the secondary cooperative. And if the act is saying after 1 year, you then have to establish a secondary cooperative, that means to be as to what informs that and how does it relate to the model. So, are there questions that have not been responded to? So that we can then move on to quickly write on the money as it needs to be. Did you?
Okay, and one thing with I mean all the questions have been noted, but whether we will, given the limitations that we've just highlighted, whether there is merit in the department fumbling over responses when the weaknesses have been shown. Because it is very apparent, and as you say, we have admitted that our responses manifest and confirm that we continue to see our responsibility to the promotion of SMEs and co-ops much in the same way as we did when we were part of the DDI. We have begun to consider an integrated model of the promotion of co-ops to promote, on the one hand, the participation of co-ops and SMEs in the mainstream of the economy, or on the other hand, the whole continuum to promote economic activity of the millions of citizens who have been excluded, and so to promote cohesion and economic dignity. And this example was apparent to me from the questions that were asked part of, is that we clearly do not understand the agriculture value chain, the challenges and opportunities during the life cycle of an enterprise, and the seasonal challenges of an agricultural co-op. The question Honorable Tawa asked about, have we considered the off-season, what happens off-season, what happens at etc. It further manifests to me at this juncture between what we say, not only we as officials, but the policies and what our principles say, and what we do. For example, we say, continue to flash the slide of those five obstacles which SMEs and co-ops face one of them access to markets. Yet, we do not have a strategy to adopt to address that. You just point out to, here's a fresh produce market, here is an opportunity to own that market, but we've not begun to consider each of its sector. There are these non-tariff barriers to entry, whether it's agriculture, whether it's construction, whether it's ICT. And key barriers are the companies who dominate the sectors who continue to collude, to exclude SMEs and units. We, that addressing those market issues might not be all in the mandate of of this department is our power. But we are part of an economic cluster where we have EDD, where we have GDI, etc. I mean, right now EDD is looking at the fact that walls are unregulated and what is it that they have to do in that regard. So it points to the kinds of, if we want to address access to markets and health issues, it points to the content and the implementation of the transversal agreements we should have to certain departments. This pilot, which didn't embrace the pilot, this program, points to the urgency of an agreement with DAP. And I also point out that we have been efforts to have an agreement with DAP. But it also, we can't have an agreement with its resistance for how many years, I think you pointed out to us, cooperatives used to be with DAP. And there's a group that you got. They must let go of that. There's a chief director with a huge budget, sold the DAP, sold to promote cooperatives. So, they don't want to necessarily let go of that, but we also have to work at that space and say, what is it that we will do differently and add value to what we do? So I don't know that there's much value in answering all of this and continuing to fumble. When it is a systemic thing, when it is a mindset thing, when it is a diverse approach, and maybe a more productive way to say, we've heard this, we've made some commitment to correcting it. I think on the side, it also points us to the next steps in a pilot. A pilot of necessity, as on the side says, will after year one show both successes and will show limitations. And if there must be an opportunity to rethink the mechanism, think of the example of the development. In year one, we had the 200, we selected the 40, and then it took the other 150 on the assumption that people learn it so that they can be more successful in the next year. It turns out that that is not what should be happening. What about our whole opportunity? So in the following year, we're not going to select 150 because it creates all kinds of problems for us. So, and so we have to rethink how we're going to go forward. I would also say, just from where one sits, I don't think that there is one model to advance cooperatives. And I think the model that the pilots have to do is one that of the many models for approaches. It is one that is relevant to testing in the agricultural sector, and there are other models as well. And then that integrated approach must be available. So I know that one of the questions where the committee has put on more data on, what are the deadlines for these commitments that we have? I'm also aware that the committee is going to do oversight visits possibly early in the new year. And we can now just think and make commitments. But I think I'd like to come back in writing and say, this is what we have to do. The one thing that's in my head is saying that it, from the model as it stands now, is there should be project steering committees in each of these five municipalities, and then there should be this integrated overarching project committee, that steering committee that looks at it as bringing all of it. We cannot commit to establishing that project. We've got 2 weeks left and people go on leave. I don't tell people not to go on leave and not to do whatever. So at this we can say, but I would want to talk with colleagues and not make an awful tough commitment. Talk with colleagues and at this we will come back in writing and say, we will establish a project steering committee in this one municipality where
opportunity. We have entered into a partnership agreement with POA. We've got to be treating POA like a partner. And we expect POA to also respond in that way. So that is my proposal, Chair. That we actually don't go through all of the questions that have been answered. Because I don't know that's going to be all of our.
I think that's the whole thing.
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to pick up on 2 points that I think related to what the DG is saying. And I think the point about agriculture is absolutely spot on, particularly bearing in mind her previous position in agriculture. She would obviously know what was going on in agriculture, which then raises in my mind, does the department have any knowledge or is it involved in any way project set up by the Department of Economic Development as part of the acquisition of SAB by AB InBev, in which it set aside R1 billion for development of the supply of barley and other materials into the beer production process, including R650 million for small farmers. And if that is the case, how is that money going to be spent, and who is going to be spent by, chunk of money? So it'd be very interesting to see how that money is being spent, not only by the farmers, but how that is building the supply chain on a sustainable basis. So that's the first point. The second point is I agree with the suspension, so to speak, of the answering of the question. But I think it requires the department to come back to the committee for the full implementation on its cooperative strategy. We've never ever had the department, Mr. Drubo and his team, come explain to us the history of CSI, the history of what have they done, what is the plan around the cooperatives. I would agree also with the DG that there is not one model of cooperatives. And I think to pretend that there is unwise, because that necessarily will mean that the model is going to be too superficial to really dig down deeper into the details of what a model would work, how a model would work in a particular application. So whilst there may be broad principles that I can get rid of the presentation, and I'm sorry that I'm going to have to leave the 1 o'clock chat, I would suggest that what we need to see is broad principles and then individual drilling down into systematic ways of implementing models. And Chair, if I may suggest also that when the committee has this workshop, the DA would like an opportunity to make its own submission and presentation as to what we believe to be the ingredients of what would the cognitive system benefit from in terms of the new ways of thinking.
I think that we need to separate the short-term intervention, medium-term intervention, and the long-term intervention. To me, the short-term intervention relates to the crops that are already on the ground, that are dying. Because they are not in cars, there is no fertilizer, and there is no working capital. For me, that is immediate, because those cooperative values and plants, if they are there is no intervention in the industry, money is not coming, we have to start all over again. Coupled with that is the immediate intervention related to wheel But for all that to happen, we need a technical support. And the technical support we get from COA. And COA is not appointed as a technical support. COA appointment ends with the installation. COA is only paid for to assist those people to install and show them. So if COA walks away from William, COA is finished.
Thank you.
What is the feedback from this warehouse group that was given for me in terms of their performance to how many farms have been first given this irrigation system? Well, I'm asking that question, Chair, because so in government department there is a tendency to demand where there is no thing for it. Are we getting what we want from this 4 million from this company?
All cooperatives received the entire distribution system.
5 and 9 reasonable. All of them. All cooperatives received expenses. One was short because of the fluctuation of prices and the amount is mentioned, 77,000 rand for each cooperative. It's the container and the one was for the fluctuation in terms of the gun pole. The number of gun poles was reduced. Meaning that the spacing between one pole to the other that is supposed to be done was actually compromised. Meaning that in the long run, the fence will sink. The bed of cement were also reduced because of the shortage. So let us speak the truth because we have lessons to learn here. It's not true that all cooperatives did not exist. And I interact with those cooperatives. Only one member of one cooperative, not even mandated by the cooperative to write on behalf of that cooperative, complained. And that member has also confessed and told all the members, because all these cooperatives actually are operating more than the secondary cooperative, they sit in meetings. And that member has confessed and apologized that she was influenced by certain individuals to write that letter that she wrote. So the truth has to come out. There are elements that are helping to sabotage the whole process. And I don't want to say who actually influenced that member of the cooperative to write that letter. She will have to say it in a meeting form, who actually told her to do that.
Called Bureau of State, they don't like boss. When they
India used that term. They use that as a trendy name, D-O-S-S. But then they notorious was in the state group to the Boston, D-O-S-S was. Later, Prime Minister John Kosa tried to explain, no, it's Bureau of State Security, not of State Security. The media never changed because they were defeating to call it the Bureau of State Security. It's very important now, where the law of State Security. And the law that is question about the name, so you want to get something that you can brand, you can use it. And another thing that our also suggest is that, as a department, I think you must grab every space. If agriculture is doing cooperatives, get there, tell them you are doing our job. Good, it's good that you find it, this is what you want. You get to them. When whoever is doing in cooperative or small business, get to that. Take it yours, because it's your own, whatever it is. We must always occupy the space. And but that other one, or the other one is this one of concretizing the figures, including the amounts. Because when you were at the end of the day, we see that animal, AG, they are looking for a figure which does not comply or that with the other figure. That's what they want you. But still, for this no concretizing the figures, let's go to jobs. When I'm about saying, say in a number of jobs, mention the jobs, it's because when you say the house, 100% is going to say 3.8 million people are not employed. 8.9 million. I must be able to remind him, let's say, by the way, I have 25. Because he told me that more, some people have been employed. I must remind him that you could be financial. So, these are the real things that you must think of now. But all in all, to me, there's a lot that can be improved. There's a lot of potential that is going to work. But as long as we tell ourselves the truth and we tell whenever we want to change, when we say, this one is not going to work, make the point that wants to change. You said you want us to bring so many little jobs, but the money is not going to take us there. What else can be done? So that's what we're here. Thank you, Chair. That's my last one.
Just to put you back again on the question of maybe in the question, just before we wrap up, is the department aware of this grant and is there any involvement in this person for those grants?
Yes, Sir Ivar is the steering committee chair. The work is so very shall I say infancy in terms of funds. We don't need it. It is led by EED and after the call part that you are participating in this RFP. It's a difficult space that we are participating in.
In my view, this project was a huge potential also creating jobs in connecting the government. One sector also demands to provide a self-managed job. If 10 members of the cooperative, one agronomy, seconded by four, one security guard, and at some point there will be an increase on the security guard to have 24 hours. So, one hectare then has the potential of providing every job. Ulimo has been given 9 more hectares by the board, meaning that they are taken safe. Also, has to take into consideration that they no longer have the 1 hectare farm, they have a 10 hectare. That has created a lot of interest in the business. If one hectare provides 10 jobs in terms of members, it then means that 10 hectares. and then multiply the mode that exists in South Africa. And then multiply the cartridge, divide that, that you will produce just for this project. You are plowing here, you're going to process it. Here, you're going to deliver it. Truck drivers and the truck will be there. Then you're going to people that are going to be taught how to produce fertilizer that is coming to be bought from somewhere else. So for me, the potential for job creation and poverty reduction is more huge than the challenges that we have experienced as a department and that our decisions we call, which then brought the colors up. My view is that let us break that colors up. And I'm glad that the DG has taken that poster and then the DPG also has presented that and brought it to the minister. The potential of this project, what will make further being in cabinet to shift the budget in a specific somewhat out, EMF for the development of the community is incorporated. If the ability of the department to demonstrate that it is the champion. And as a champion, this is what the department has been able to do. DG and Honorable have raised the issue of agriculture as a seasonal type of thing. I don't want to respond to them theoretically, but I'm inviting them to come to the conversation. They will then see whether we are talking about a seasonal agriculture as a seasonal or agriculture. The type of technology that is being used, making agriculture to be a year of job creation, they will see for themselves.
That's why the interest is really
So the interest here are clear. Church interest is not a check. And kicking, we have done this and we are going to get performing for now. Church interest is that the party should represent, regain power, and transform the society. And I guess that is the interest of all members in this committee who come from a disadvantaged position, who experience the monopoly as so again, it is important for us to understand why the church is the interest. Why the church has been killed is because the church belongs to a governing party that was on a mission to transform the society of the country. Now, in terms of this presentation that we were supposed to make, I don't think that we have time. Take the document, go and read it. We will do the presentation in our meeting next week. For before that, it would assist teaching for the department to start the process of communicating with the community immediately. And also to finalize the relationship between the department and court to ensure that the 11 projects do not collapse.
Chair, what is exactly what you expect in the next meeting? What is it that we expect the department to come next time?
The department next time should come to us having resolved the immediate challenges of the crops that are dying and the meaning of the 3-year contract between the department and the crop.
Chair, I don't know whether we can do that in a week. I don't know that we can do what you're asking in a week, because the next time is a week when we are presenting two reports. I don't hope to get to meet next time is next Wednesday, because you can't do that by next Wednesday. Just as an example, Chair, I have 4 hours in the next 3 days.
No, I did not say nothing. You can do whatever, but save the crop from dying, because it will reflect on the people.
Before we close, I think I just want to stress the point for this department and municipalities, especially when it comes to this project. Chair, I think most of us, we understand the whole thing. We came here in shape. Most of our municipalities have got their own sectors. I don't think if the project is on IDP, it will be a problem for the Ibuchi. Thank you.
I also don't think it would be a problem. I don't think that it would be a problem to find a way of getting the chemicals for this cooperative. I don't think that it would be a big deal. Finding a solution to the issue of chemicals that are actually causing the crop to
die. I think that's it. We will consider. I think after the DG to just give you a response that is also to I think that we like to do this. Just give us a chance to consider. I think we'll come back to you on it. You made a suggestion that the advisable that we engage the municipalities and that we consider the short-term issues like what is happening in the 11th project. And I'm glad to be able to do that. Okay.
As long as we're in that, that's what we need to get, is the willingness to do things. Can we then get a regional plan? Thank you very much. I think
there's lunch that's going to be served upstairs on the first floor at the restaurant. And you can feel comfortable to leave your stuff here because they're going to lock up the room and then come back after lunch.
And then come back and we can just go for a lunch.
You see that one,